All Fridays are special, of course, but even more special when it's May 3rd, 5th, 3rd day. This is an important date, kind of an anniversary that's celebrated at 5th, 3rd Bank, and 20,000 people were making sure that their celebration turns the days brighter for the people that their bank serves in the community. David Girardot is regional president of 5th, 3rd Bank for Eastern Michigan, joining us live this morning on this special day for his folks. Good morning.
Good morning, Guy, and hi to Jamie and Lloyd as well. But happy 5th, 3rd Day to all. And it is our self-proclaimed holiday, but it's a great one. And it's, you know, it's about what we do in the communities is really the impact of this holiday we look forward to.
Well, and you've got an army of 20,000 good deed doers out there. Tell me what's on the plan.
We do. You know, it's amazing that we, it's such a great country that we have, an area that we still tackle, you know, and have food insecurities out there. And, you know, our commitment to that space and what we do around 5th, 3rd Day and the whole month of May is our people rally and support organizations, put, you know, effort forth to solve those problems, work with key partners, someone like Salvation Army, Gleaners, Food Bank of Eastern Michigan, Food Gatherers Ann Arbor, Harbor Impact Ministries in St. Clair, and Salvation Army Mount Clemens. And we work it, and we try to raise money for them through our shields at our branches and use that to feed those less fortunate in our communities during the course of a full year.
Dave, beyond the providing the meals, how does 5th, 3rd Day really contribute to raising the awareness of food insecurity?
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of that's just through our branch activities, and people can come in and make a dollar donation, and you can see that, you know, a dollar can go a long way in feeding less fortunate. You know, and then it becomes just as an organization, our culture, that our people are aware of it. They see that army of 20,000 fifth thirders. We're all on the same page and talking about the same things. And it's how do we improve the communities where we work, live, and serve? It's just an amazing that that awareness, you know, needs to be echoed on an ongoing basis. But we use this day to springboard it every year and talk about it. And I know I've been on the show talking about it before with you. So it's something you just, it's not going to be solved in a day or a month, but we're going to keep working at it on a continuous basis.
I see your press release here, and there's some things going on in Ohio. I wonder if they happen in Michigan, too, with babies born on 5th, 3rd Day?
Yeah, that's a special one in the Ohio region.
Okay.
That, I wish I had a few extra dollars here in Eastern Michigan, but they do a 1,053 grant to fund some 529s for some of the newborns on the day. So special thing, and we'll be coming around to my turn in Eastern Michigan at some point too. So
that's really cute.
So if you're feeling flutters and you're going into labor, head south.
Yeah, right, that's right. Get over the border.
go south of the border. Well, I've got you here, David. We saw that 30-year fixed interest rates on home mortgages on the 30-year fixed got up to, I think it was 7.17%, the highest since November. Do you see these rates coming down in the near future? This jobs report today may help give some guidance on that. But what do you see, where do you see interest rates heading?
You know, we as an organization still see us staying probably, you know, at an elevated level for a period of time, you know, probably through the balance of the year. The mortgage market obviously being most impacted because there's an affordability factor that's being driven by that, you know, rates in the sevens from purchasing power. But, you know, I'm sad to say there's no immediate relief in sight in that space until we kind of take all the noise out of the marketplace of where inflation is going to be and get a true path to rate cuts and downward movement. So a little bit of pressure. It, you know, it's tough on the housing sector. It's interesting that, you know, when you got a sector that doesn't have enough supply and then you've got an
right,
you know, inflated cost to purchase, it makes it tough. And, you know, my big issue there is I'm always worried about that first-time home buyer. How do we get people into homes, building equity, financial stability and security that goes with it? So it's going to be a tough ride for a little bit around that space.
When we get to normal, do we know whether normal will be as favorable as it was prior to this spiking?
You know, personal opinion, you know, a new normal will not be a zero interest rate environment that we experienced for a decade. You know, that was certainly a unique time. But if you go back and just follow history and think about going back to the 60s and, you know, when our parents bought houses and they paid 4.5%, 5%. But then the difference is they stayed there for 30 years. They bought one house. And right now we have people with those low interest rate mortgages that they're not going to move. You know, when you have a fixed rate at 3 or 3.5, it's hard to trade out of that to move to a 7. So it goes back to that supply and demand. But a new normal, I think, in a real functional economy, you know, if I was to think something between fours and fives and a half, I think that would be a very functional environment for homeowners to buy a house with them.
David, are you seeing more people come in to the bank looking for home equity loans?
Yeah, the demand pivots there a little bit, yes, because people have built good up, have built equity in their homes during the last decade. They've got a nice low rate first mortgage, and they see the opportunity to take some equity and put that money to work, maybe reinvest your house. You know, you can't afford to move and buy bigger, but you can make renovations or add on. So we are seeing activity in that space because even though that money is a little more expensive, when you blend the two, it still makes it very affordable.
David, as you're out doing all these good deeds and good works in the community, how will we know that it's Fifth Third, folks? You got any? Are you going to be wearing special T-shirts, ball caps? How do we know who to wave to and thank?
We all have our Fifth Third gear. Absolutely. I'm sitting here in my office with my T-shirt on as I get ready to go down to the Salvation Army and help the process of bagging some food. But yeah, we wear our Fifth Third spirit wear proudly, and you'll hopefully see us out there in the community today being active and involved.
We've done a lot with Salvation Army, Detroit Harbor Light, great organization there, so I think you'll have a wonderful day. And your employees will be volunteering, but it's also donations and fundraising. So what a Fifth Third day to celebrate.
We appreciate everybody's support of our special holiday, and more importantly, the things we can do to support the community, feed the less fortunate, and everybody that's got that extra dollar, pop into a Fifth Third bank and buy a shield, and that money will go to good.
What would you like to say to your Fifth Third employees, David, about today?
You know, one, I always want to thank my employees for the ongoing commitment they have to not just Fifth Third, but to the community, to our clients. You know, I feel we have best-in-class people, and their engagement level around these type of activities on not just this special day, but during the course of the year, you can't put a price on that. You can't put a value on it, and we're really lucky to have such a tremendous workforce at Fifth Third.
Well, May, you have a great Fifth Third day and changing the lives of Detroiters in the process. We sure appreciate it, David.
Well, thank you to all three of you for taking the time this morning to talk about it. And everybody out there, have a great Fifth Third day.
We sure will. Thank you. By the way, you can make it great for yourself right now. Live Nation's Concert Week coming up May 8th through the 14th. You got 25 buck tickets to over 5,000 shows, and we're partnering up to let you actually pick your trip. You can go anywhere. Choosing from dozens of artists, and then you can go to your favorite cities to see them from coast to coast. But you need to qualify. So to enter, text this hour's national keyword, and the keyword is concert. Text concert to 95819, and you can make yourself eligible for the Pick Your Trip prize there. And for full details and official contest rules, you can visit WJR.com. When we come back, lots of important reports coming up. That's next.